This is the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. It's Wednesday morning, March 18th, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Biomed news breaks. Nutriband Inc. secures Costa Rica approval for kinesiology tape line. Nutriband Inc. has received approval from the Costa Rica Ministry of Health for its kinesiology tape line, allowing for import and sale. Innomedica CCB will manage the regulatory process and distribution. The company plans to increase marketing efforts for both its kinesiology tape products and mosquito repellent patch line with Innomedica's support.
Green Energy breaks Renewal Fuels, Inc. to begin trading as American Fusion, Inc. under MFN ticker. Renewal Fuels, Inc. will begin trading as American Fusion, Inc. under the ticker symbol AMFN, effective March 19, 2026. This change follows the company's merger with Kepler Fusion Technologies and aligns its public market identity with its strategy to advance the Texatron and Neutronic Fusion platform for commercial deployment.
Network news breaks. LaFleur Minerals, Inc., featured in Network News Audio APR on emerging gold producer opportunity. LaFleur Minerals, Inc. is featured in a Network News Audio press release discussing the impact of record gold prices on emerging PSI producers. The company's progress in the Kwok Abitibi Gold Belt includes advancing the Swanson Gold Deposit and Beacon Gold Mill, positioning itself for production execution amid rising gold prices.
Investor news breaks. Volition RX Limited, NYSE American VNYX, reports breakthrough in liquid biopsy with over 99% cancer DNA purity. Volition RX Limited, NYSE American VNRX, has made a significant breakthrough in liquid biopsy technology, achieving over 99% purity in isolating circulating tumor-derived DNA. The company's CaptureSeq TM platform successfully distinguishes cancer DNA from healthy cell-free DNA in blood samples, with strong early validation results and no false positives. This advancement could revolutionize multi-cancer early detection and disease monitoring, with a potential market value of approximately $36 billion.
Blue Lagoon's milling partner has processed 3,000 tons of Dome Mountain material, producing over 210 tons of gold and silver concentrate. Blue Lagoon Resources Inc.'s milling partner, Nicola Mining Inc., has processed 3,000 tons of Dome Mountain material, yielding over 210 tons of gold and silver concentrate. With a 93.4% gold recovery rate, the concentrate is ready for sale and shipment to Ocean Partners. The mill's improved handling capacity ensures ongoing production, as nearly 1,828 tons of unprocessed material remain at the facility.
Cess Innovations SSI Mantra Surgical Robotic System approved for telesurgeries in Indonesia and the Philippines. SS Innovations International Inc. announces approval for telesurgeries in Indonesia and the Philippines with their SSI Mantra Surgical Robotic System. Over 150 successful telesurgeries have been performed, highlighting the system's advanced capabilities. The company's upcoming Global Multispecialty Robotic Surgery Conference in April will feature live telesurgeries showcasing the SSI Mantra. For more information, visit ssinon.com. Ideal Group of Companies, Inc. acquires Hospitality Development Group in a multi-asset transaction. Ideal Group of Companies, Inc. has acquired Hospitality Development Group in a multi-asset transaction, positioning IDGR for significant growth. The acquisition includes real estate projects like the prestigious Palazzo del Lago Resort in Orlando and the Arden Mills development in Massachusetts. Development projects means that IDGR cost, Casper Lessers, and angles. The ways that might BNSCNDACS Additionally, IDGR expands into the natural resources sector with gold mining rights in Bolivia and strengthens its technology assets with innovative platforms like Virtual Health MD and Virtual365.app.
Mitch Gould discusses retail strategy and U.S. market entry in CityBiz Q&A. Mitch Gould, founder and CEO of Nutritional Products International, shares insights on retail strategy and U.S. market entry in a recent Q&A on CityBiz. With over four decades of experience in consumer product distribution, Gould emphasizes the importance of promotion and visibility for retail success. Through his evolution of distribution platform, NPI simplifies the process of launching products in the U.S. market, offering comprehensive services from regulatory compliance to marketing support. Wintermar reports results for the year ended 31 December 2025. Wintermar's operating profit for FY 2025 surged by 31% year-over-year to US$23.33 million, driven by a better fleet mix. Core profit also rose by 19.2% to US$16 million. Despite softer charter rates, owned vessel revenue increased by 13.8% to US$21.70 million, with gross margins expanding to 41.7%. The company's operating profit jumped to US$23.30 million in FY 2025 compared to US$27.80 million in FY 2024.
Ethi Learning Factory Zug, a new center for learning, research, and practice at Tech Cluster Zug. Ethi Learning Factory Zug is set to be established at Tech Cluster Zug, where students from Ethi Zurich will collaborate with apprentices, professionals, and researchers on real-world challenges. The project aims to connect academic and vocational education, fostering innovation and skill development. Supported by ETH Zurich, the Canton of Zug, the City of Zug, and local companies, the initiative will create a dynamic learning and working environment for interdisciplinary collaboration.
Enapter AG expands global core partner network with U.S.-based Total Hydrogen Solutions, which joins as a core partner to develop electrolyzer systems under its brand using Enapter AEM stacks and CoreCraft software. Total Hydrogen Solutions plans to focus on modular and technology-neutral electrolyzer systems for industrial customers and energy projects in the U.S. market, aiming for multi-megawatt projects in the near future.
Nobeltech AG, Dirk A. Müller succeeds Günther Spitzer as the new chief financial officer. CEO's contract extended by 5 years. Nobeltech AG announces Dirk A. Müller as the new chief financial officer, succeeding Günther Spitzer, who will retire after 45 years. CEO Johannes Heckmann's contract extended by 5 years for stability. Müller brings extensive financial management experience, having served in various leadership roles. The supervisory board expresses regret at Spitzer's departure, thanking him for his longstanding commitment to the company.
Search Atlas unveils the Agentic Marketing Mastermind Program. Search Atlas has launched the Agentic Marketing Mastermind Program, aimed at agency owners looking to enhance their digital marketing strategies. The program focuses on utilizing Search Atlas's MCP tools and personalized workflows to drive superior results for clients. By fostering a community of like-minded professionals and providing expert guidance, the Mastermind equips participants with the skills needed to excel in a competitive market.
Investor News Breaks, SkyX Platforms Corp. To participate in 38th Annual Roth Conference, SkyX Platforms Corp. will participate in the 38th Annual Roth Conference from March 22 to 24, 2026 in Dana Point, California. Management will engage in one-on-one meetings with institutional investors and analysts to discuss the company's smart home platform technologies, strategic partnerships, and market growth. For more details, visit the company's newsroom.
Tech Media Breaks, Xing Ning Inc. closes $9.65 million registered direct offering. Tech Media Breaks reports that Seng Inc. has closed a $9.65 million registered direct offering, selling 5 million shares of common stock and pre-funded warrants at $1.93 per share. The majority of the offering was purchased by a single institutional investor. The transaction, priced at the market under NASDAQ rules, closed on March 17, 2026, with proceeds intended to support general corporate purposes and working capital. Aegis Capital Corp. served as the exclusive placement agent.
Biomed News breaks: NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc. receives FDA feedback on bioequivalence for ketamine product. NRx Pharmaceuticals announced FDA feedback on bioequivalence for its ketamine product, with no deficiencies identified in its abbreviated new drug application. The company's preservative-free formulation, excluding benzethonium chloride, shows promise for safety and stability. NRx continues to pursue regulatory pathways for broader therapeutic use, anticipating approval in summer 2026. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.